mein auf den Supercast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 345. This is our Con Cerberus link-up special. You never know what's going to happen with these live link-ups. Usually, when it comes to my luck, they don't go that well. But we have three potential guests this week, Niamh McIntosh, Gareth David Lloyd and Peter Davison. So the potential guests were in the building. Whether we were going to get to see them or not, you'll have to listen to the show to find out. Now, we had a few problems at the beginning. Debbie's Skype failed and Mary's a bit late. So this is why I'm doing this introduction after the fact. And I'll also like to point out we're not reviewing this week's episode of Doctor Who this week. We're going to save it to next week and do a double bill. So those of you who have sent feedback in for the Ice Warrior story, sorry, I can't remember the title of it, it will be included next week. And if you still want to send feedback in for it, please do so. So it's now we just go straight over to the recording of the live link up. Hope you enjoy it. So here we are, another live link up with Con Cerberus, and we have at the other end Kirby. But before I introduce Kirby and his technical wizardry, it's Andy Nunney.
Hello, mate. How are you doing? Didn't see last night's episode, so no quote, but hi, everyone.
Well, I don't have a quote either, because actually I nodded off during it.
Okay, well, so I watched it. Yeah, I watched it at 1 a.m., but never mind. I also wanted to... Kirby. Hello, Kirby.
Hello.
And we've got Jason Truong.
Hey.
B.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were doing the alpha bit for a minute there. And they're going to tell us what's been going on at the convention over the weekend then.
A lot of fun. We have Peter Davison.
Nev McIntosh.
Nev McIntosh and Gareth.
David Lloyd.
Gareth, yes. David Lloyd, yeah. Cool.
And it's a lot of fun. We have an audience in here of four. How many of you listen to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast? One, two.
Let me know. Yay. That's good going.
We got two fans here. I mean, two fans who listen to the podcast. Even though I don't
realize
that
much. One of them's holding a fan.
Just let them know. Just let them know that you'll only charge $5 for an autograph, Kirby. Okay, so just let them know.
I charge nothing. I'm old school.
So
I'm at least charge $1 just for so I can get they give me money for I can get me.
You want to say no? That you have to pay them to get you to give them an autograph, Jason. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Kirby is now having a whisper to somebody off screen. So
Could you
run?
He'll come up with
chocolate
all over his face then.
He could have been eating anything as his face disappeared off the side of the screen. Listeners, we're just waiting on Mary, who's busy. She's working at the moment. And Debbie, who's got problems with Skype. So they will be, hopefully, on soon. It's just, hey, Kirby, it's just as well we didn't get Debbie to record this show, innit?
You know what Julia just told me?
What?
She just went over to the... to the room that all the stars are in, and it looks like they went to lunch.
That's I'm getting a deja vu moment.
This is after Matthew promised us.
Yes.
When's the last time he got us anyone?
I don't remember.
Sylvester, I believe.
Yeah, that was accidental. Sylvester just happened to wander into the wrong room, didn't he?
No, that wasn't.
So where's Mary?
Mary is still
work, but she'll be joining us as soon as possible.
Okay.
So maybe this will be a real short show.
It could be a short show, but we'll be quite interested to know what your fans of the podcast and of Doctor Who have been thinking of the show so far. I mean, as in Doctor Who, this series.
Would anyone like to talk to us? Do you mind, Adam, if we talk to the people who are in the audience?
I'd be delighted if we could talk to the people in the audience.
Can we see any of them?
So, anyone want to talk?
I see there may be an edit point here.
So what is it about a quintessential...
Shut up, Gandhi. Are they all shy?
Hi, my name is Paddy Tiller.
Hello.
Hi, Paddy.
Hi, everyone. And do I like what I like about the podcast? I like to hear your opinions of various topics, especially things that I'm very interested in as well. It's always good to get information and or opinions, especially across the pond. I have some ties over there that I appreciate hearing a different opinion. Ooh. Here, what I like about this is it's giving me some up-close personal experiences with some of the folks that I grew up admiring.
Excellent.
And the show that I like. I am from Anniston, Alabama at the moment.
That sounds like you're moving. When you said at the moment, does that mean you're planning to move somewhere?
It's about 2.5 hours. No, I'm just not originally from there, but at the moment, I guess I identify with it.
Ah.
Yeah. So that's what I was thinking. I'm originally from a little town in Tennessee where people have been through but never stop.
Oh, I see. So what do you think of the latest series of Doctor Who so far?
I am enjoying it. I very much wish that we'd had a Capaldi for another year after Moffat, so that we could see if that would have been changed his doctor any. Or I think he's a wonderful actor, and I like the direction this season is going. I like the connection with Bill. I think that there's a lot of things that he finds similar to himself in Bill, and I like seeing that dynamic. So I wish we had it longer than a year.
Absolutely. Well, I say I did see last night's episode, but I'm not going to give any spoilers. From what I can remember of it, watching it through for 1 o'clock this morning, it's an improvement on the last two. So that's all I'm going to say on that one. But
definitely, this one is better than the trilogy.
Yes.
It moved along quite at a better pace, I believe, and had some good zingers, I think, about the movies.
Yes, and there was also a nice little Easter egg for the long term Doctor Who fans in it as well.
Paddy, how long have you been watching Doctor Who for, Paddy?
I have watched it most of my life, which has been quite a while. And I started with Tom Baker when I was a very small child. It was on PBS here. And I would have to watch PBS with an antenna. And so it was grainy, and I really enjoyed it. And I remember being confused but kind of intrigued when he regenerated. As a small child, didn't quite get that, but have been a fan ever since.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's brilliant. So it's nice that Doctor Who has that effect on some people. Indeed, it took a while to have that effect on me, but it once... As some people call four, regenerated into five. That was it for me. I was well and truly hooked. So that's why I'd be quite keen if we could get Peter Davison on at some point today.
Adam, as soon as you see, Mary's available now.
Oh, no, it's too late now. Sorry, can't have people that are... Oh, I'll let her on then. Let's see if we can't add her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Adam yes. And Andy. So this is, for me, this, Jason. So... I finally got a chance to meet Peter Davison, excluding Tom Baker. I finally met in person Doctors 5 through 8 in person finally. So that's kind of something off my bucket list of sorts, I guess you'd say.
Good for you, mate. I've done three to seven. Well, and also I've seen 8 in theater.
Even though I have I've been in the same room as 8. And I guess 8's the only one that I have not actually interacted with. So I you saw the pictures of Julia and me with Peter, and we got the autograph, and there was Sylvester a few years ago. So.
Well, that's good. I'm just seeing what I've done with the previous doctors. Because, okay, so we've three I met. So that'd be hello, Mary. Mary's here, hello. Everybody.
I'm waving a Stormageddon here.
Yes. Hello, small Stormageddon.
One of the podcasters named Andy. He has a kid, little baby. How old is your kid now?
20 months old now.
Okay, so he calls his kid Stormageddon. So if you guys get the reference,
he's going to be. Stormy, do you go by Storm? He'll just wait.
He just started waiting.
Stormy.
Anyway,
but does he respond to that name?
He does sometimes, yes.
Okay.
Do you call him Zach when he's naughty then, Andy?
No, Andy, it was so nice of you to dress for the occasion.
Well, I'm
he's in his dressing gown.
Oh, so the people at the con can't see the multi-screen light?
No.
They only see Adam.
The projector in here doesn't have HDMI input. It's behind the times.
Oh, Deb's otherwise coming round, everyone. I better tidy up. Deb's coming round to the house. Oh, my God, it's a light mess in
there. Night there.
Oh. Okay, we have a report from Julia as far as guests, and I have already complained to Matthew, who can't help us right now because he's in another panel, even though he was supposed to be in our panel. Hi, Stormy. He's still waving.
Hey, Stormy.
Peter is unavailable until 3.
3? But that's a couple of minutes. 9 hours.
Is that Eastern or Central time?
Central.
That's 9 o'clock our time.
So that'll be 4 o'clock Eastern time, which is when we're usually
and also, done. I think we have to get out of this room by then.
Yeah. Hello.
Nev has gone to lunch. I don't know if she'll be back. We might get Gareth. I'm going to send Julia to go and see if we can get Gareth in a couple of minutes.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Thank you, Joby. I'm just going to go back to who I've, my meetings or seeings
is
of
everyone
doctors.
Out there here? Okay.
Right, so number 3 I met, obviously, because that's on YouTube, my meeting with John Pertwee. 4, 5 I saw on stage.
We got our other fan we want to ask a question. Third. And this is...
I nearly got through it.
What?
I want to
talk to you next.
Oh,
well,
about
what?
My name is Anne Blackall.
Hello.
I've sort of said hi to you on Facebook.
Yeah, see, we've heard from you. Hello.
Hello. Yes, hello. Hello, Mary.
Hi,
I love your whole podcast because you've got me hooked on things that I never got a chance to see, and then after listening to you and talking about it and stuff, I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds really good, and I got to go hunt for that, and I've gone and seen them. But I've tried to play the trivia contest with you guys. I play the trivia contest at home, and then I have my own little silent bet of who's going to come out with the most points and stuff.
We'll definitely have to have you on the actual quiz itself at some point, then.
Yeah. So, and I had somebody here at the podcast, Bonnie's daughter, Ellie.
Yeah.
Her and her friend set up my phone now so that it'll send me alerts, and all I've got to do is just tap 2 little icons, and I'll have all the podcasts. I have all your podcasts. I could go back and listen to the ones I haven't.
You poor thing.
No, it's fine.
There's some awful ones on there.
No, there aren't. How dare you, Andy? Right, he's fired.
No, but it's really fun to go back and listen to them and stuff.
Yeah, I do that sometimes just to sort of remind me how things work.
Don't listen to me in my opinions because I'll put you off everything.
Well, no. It's good to hear those because then, you know, it gets you thinking about, you know, different things and you sort of think about things in a different way. It's good to have a different opinion.
Oh, well,
it's helpful.
All right, soldier on, Mary.
Well, I appreciate watching the live Facebook stuff, Anne, but I didn't expect there. And you will be particularly interested in the current show when it goes out. God knows when that'll be. But it'll be in the next couple of days, everybody.
I don't watch your podcasts of the new series right now the ones that are on now because I watch them a day later.
Oh.
So then I listen to your podcast after I've
seen
the show.
So you'll be going back to the live Facebook stuff soon when the new series comes to an end.
Right.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed all your I was following along with the old classic ones. I was when you announced which one you were going to do the next week, I was watching it at the same time.
Oh, well
and then
done.
Seeing if I could answer all the trivia questions.
So this is a wow. This is a
an ideal listener. We might have to get us stuffed and mounted in the corner as the perfect doctor.
Stormy's going to say bye-bye. Stormy's going to
take down her name and address.
Bye, Stormageddon.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye, Stormy. Bye-bye.
I'm on the Facebook. I'm in the 20th MB podcast page.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I remember getting lots of comments come through from you, so thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I look forward to the next one. Comment that is.
Do you listen to any other podcasts?
She just said she did.
She just said she did.
Which podcast? All right, Andy, I can see you from your nose down.
I started listening to other
much better.
Books, Prose of Blood, or whatever. Blood from the stories. But you guys are my only podcast I listen to.
Awesome.
Right,
did you hear that?
Right. Tell you what, Kirby, you're going to have to take a picture of her, and we'll get a cardboard cutout, and then I can have the cardboard cutout of her in the background, just to show listeners what the ideal 20 megabyte podcast listener should be like. We shall cherish her. We should cherish Anne.
Yes.
Yes.
Have we ever had Gareth on before?
No.
Okay, so we are attempting to get him in the next couple of minutes, I hope.
Good.
Otherwise, at least at least it's not quite as chaotic as Con GT.
Your fault this time.
It's not my fault for the time thing, although Matthew should have known because the schedules are very clear as far as when things are, and I thought he would look at them. But yesterday, the podcast panel got moved because no one was paying attention to when things were.
Okay.
So we actually had two podcast panels yesterday.
Oh.
Did you ever get more than two people?
No.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. They might have had some earlier because they canceled someone in the morning. So they put the podcast Kelly Yates, that's right. Since Kelly's not here, they canceled Kelly's thing and put the podcast panel where his was. But that was the same time I was doing the trivia. And so I wasn't able to come in here to see what was going on.
Okay. I've lost train of thought then. Oh, yes, but I just wanted to warn people. If when Deb arrives, the dogs will bark. The dogs will bark loudly. Don't be alarmed. Okay. Is there a bird
Master?
In there? Yeah, sorry.
Master?
Yes.
Okay, here's an update.
Yes?
Gareth will be happy to join us at 1:45. It's currently 1:26.
That's good then, isn't it?
So if we can keep the audience happy for for 20 minutes.
Did they show the latest episode during the con?
Yes, they did.
We can talk about the episode.
No, we can't.
No, we can't.
Everybody's
seen it.
Andy has not seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
How was the quality of the video?
It was really good. It was really good.
I got it.
Oh, he's trying to get himself a round of applause. Look,
that
everyone.
That episode is just because I remember a couple Mark Gatiss episodes been kind of to me in the past. Is this sort of one of his better episodes than in the past?
Better one.
Shush. Okay.
Shut up! So that even the people they know.
Let's say.
Guys, come on.
I've been, and I was working this morning.
Sit down, though.
Kirby, did you get my text?
Stop magic!
Okay. Hello, everybody. Sorry for the interruption.
That's better.
Hello.
Blimey. Did you run?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I love that.
That is yours. That is yours. It's your birthday present.
Woo! I've got a birthday present.
People look like I'm moving.
It's not my birthday, by the way. I've got my birthday present. That's quite nice, actually, Deb. He's having a hot flash. Right. Okay, Deb, you've missed Peter Davison.
I've missed Peter Davison. Oh, no.
You know what? Also, really fast while we're doing that.
Who else has she missed?
Other audience members here.
Oh, you missed the audience members. You missed Peter Davison and and whoever else.
When Debbie, when they announced who the next Doctor was going to be, it was amazing when they told
me. Oh, damn! I knew I was going to miss it. Is that Julia? Hi, Julia.
The best thing you missed our best listener, Anne-Marie Backel, who's in the audience.
Thank you. Oh, hello. Yeah,
we'll just kind of talk to some of these other. I want to talk to some of the audience members who haven't heard of the podcast and they're at least hanging out.
How dare they?
Dealing with those crazy folks, I guess. So tell us your name and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Jessica, and I live here in Decatur, Alabama. I'm not from Alabama, though. I'm from up north in Ohio.
Oh, I'm in Ohio!
Yay, yes. Mary's in Ohio.
Where in Ohio are you from?
Oh. Mary, are you from Dayton?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm from Jackson, bottom part of the state.
Oh, okay. You know, we're going to have our own convention here in Dayton with many of the same guests that are at the convention you're at now.
Oh, that's cool. I would love to bring my niece and nephew.
Oh, well, look it up. It's called Time Lord Expo.
Brilliance from Jason. This point. Yeah.
Well done. Yay.
Hello. Okay, so I know zero about podcasting. This is all very new to me.
This is how it's supposed to be done. Just like I point out, this is how it's supposed to be done. All the other podcasters get it wrong. This is how it's supposed to be done, isn't it, Debbie?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I will take note of that.
Thank you.
I'm here. Yay.
Don't forget though. Once you've heard this show, you can't go to any other shows. That is it.
And you need the Americans to help interpret some of the things that these Brits say.
Not all of us Brits, thank you.
I don't ever understand Andy.
Jessica, Adam, you find out about the podcast then.
It was in our program for today, so I thought I would check it out.
Good girl.
Thank you.
Do you even know what a podcast is?
I have no idea.
To sum it up, it's basically a radio program, but just for the new technology. It's a radio show, but over new technology.
It's a streamable download when you like radio show. Yes.
Yeah, iTunes, you can go on iTunes to the iTunes store, put in podcasts, and then put our title in, and then you'll see all the episodes that we have done.
Yes, and don't be alarmed, there's only three.
Is it also on Google Play as well? I think you can get on Google Play. I think can you find it on Google Play as well?
Yes.
Podbean.com. The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast Facebook group. And the APV services. Website as well, funny enough. Although I haven't updated that recently because I've been busy.
As far as this video stuff goes,
this is new.
New video as we're recording, but
you can stream the podcast from my website. Thank you very much, Kirby. Don't forget to.
Have you enjoyed the convention?
Not too bad, but I was at the festival, so I couldn't tell you.
The convention is awesome. I am having so much fun. This is the first time I've got to come. I actually won tickets at work.
Oh, fantastic.
And
good for you.
I have a very expensive dog, so I don't do a lot of extra things, and so I won tickets, and I am going to make this a yearly thing now.
Good
so.
Girl.
Yeah. Nice one, Jason.
It's so funny because my daughter kept telling me, you need to watch Doctor Who, you need to watch Torchwood, you need to watch all this stuff. I'm like, nah, I got more important things to do. No, I'm not going to like that. This doesn't seem like something I'd be into. And then I up and had to move a house within 2 weeks. And so while I was packing, I started Doctor Who. And then I was like, why have I never watched this before?
Oh, hooray!
So,
epiphany.
That's kind of how I got started.
We have a convert.
Yay. My wife has the opposite opinion. She says, when she's watching it, why do I watch this rubbish? I think it's...
She's not a big fan, is she? Bless her.
Yeah. I'm addicted now. Half my house is Doctor Who. The other half is Harry Potter. And this year we are having one whole room for a Doctor Who Christmas and one whole room for a Harry Potter Christmas.
Yeah, that's
so
essentially
I'm coming to I'm coming to yours.
Would you like to see my wand? Yes. I'll show you my wand.
He's being rude.
I'm not. It's my wand. There it is.
Fantastic.
Along with my woolly number five, it's my woolly number five here, which of course the real Peter Davison won't get to see for one reason or another, is my other wand. There it is. It's not very easy to see.
Elder wand.
It's the
like
elder
that.
One. Yes, it has to be elder wand.
Yeah. Deb, I have a cup exactly like that at work.
I love it.
Everybody knows it. They all know it's mine.
This is it. I bought mine for work, but it's cracked a bit, so I'm cherishing it at home instead.
Rather like we're cherishing Anne at the moment. But thank you. Please listen to the show and don't be put off by Kirby's pedanticness.
I will definitely check it out.
Because even though he's pedantic, he's quite most of the time wrong.
let's turn this back around so we're ready for Gareth. We are definitely getting Gareth in about 10 minutes.
Look how pleased he sounds with himself, isn't it?
Hooray!
Yeah, one more guest, one more audience member.
Yes,
oh, yes, please, Jason.
Please,
the other one.
Master?
Yes.
If I can be pedantic. This is not a spoiler, but at the very beginning of last night's episode, they had a NASA logo, and I've been informed that the font was incorrect.
Oh, dear. Oh, dearie me. They'll have to go and reshoot the whole episode.
Well, that's it. No, just that first scene.
Get rid of Stephen Moffat.
You
should go. Never.
All right, steady on.
We got another audience member we want to talk to for a minute.
Yes,
so
please.
Tell your name.
They want to brave us.
How did you get into Doctor Who?
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Here in Huntsville, I was born in Decatur, so I'm local, born and raised. I got into Doctor Who after getting into a couple of other online video reviewers, and they were all Doctor Who stuff, and they would wear their Doctor Who Fourth Doctor scarves, and one of them would dress up like the Seventh Doctor on occasion, and it got me curious as to what all was going on. And so I decided to give it a shot because one of them was reviewing the sixth series, and Matt Smith intrigued me. So I decided to give it a shot, and I decided to start with Eccleston. So
that's not a bad place to start.
That was a fantastic place to start. No, he was wonderful as the Doctor. What was your fate in that first story arc? What was your favorite story that really hooked you into it?
Oh, I got hooked 7 minutes in when the Doctor introduced himself to Rose and was like, "Hi, I'm the Doctor. Run for your life."
That sums up Doctor Who in a nutshell, classic and modern.
Yeah. Run tends to be the shortest catchphrase in science fiction universe. Isn't it?
Run!
But as for my favorite story in that episode or in that series, I love the Doctor dances in The Empty Child. I think I got those things backwards.
Very good pick.
My favorite one is
the first one.
Well, you've established the story. Now you're dealing with the whole fact the bomb's coming, and that's a brilliant episode. That one.
Yeah, Parting of the Ways.
Very scary.
Parting of the Ways. That's my favorite one.
And John Barrowman.
Oh yes, she's rather topical, isn't it?
Why?
Well, because this chap is going to be on the show.
Oh okay.
This chap here.
Oh yes.
He snogged John Barrowman.
Oh,
might want to ask him about that.
No, I think Mary's the one in the doctor and companions.
Crusoe has David Tennant.
Yeah, but not quite as passionately.
I don't know. I've seen one recently.
Have you followed on to things like Torchwood? Have you seen any of Class, anything like that? Or have you sort of stuck with New Who? Have you ventured into classic, you know, like, say, William Hartnell, you know, Peter Davison?
I've actually tried to watch some of the classic Whos. I'm going to be watching it on Netflix this week. I haven't really gotten into a lot of the spin-offs. I have watched a few of the Sarah Jane Adventures.
Yeah.
Those were a lot of fun.
Netflix doesn't carry the classic episodes.
It does occasionally pull them up, doesn't it?
It has some over here, some of the classic stories, not a whole lot of them. I have seen The Empty Child, and from, not The Empty Child, The Unearthly Child.
Yeah.
I'm getting all my episodes mixed up. I have seen the first serial and have been watching some of the Hartnell era, but time's gotten in the way and I haven't been able to watch a whole lot of the other episodes from the early season.
Yeah, the only service that right
been
now
pacing myself.
Harry's Classic Who here in the States is Amazon Prime. Nobody else does.
I've got Amazon Prime, but we've got really Prime, television.
Yeah. No, no,
I
we
accidentally
can just access
paid
it.
£79.99 for that.
Wow.
I had it for free for 30 days. I thought, this is really good. And then it suddenly my bank account was debited by £79.99.
We're currently working our way through every available episode of original Doctor Who that we have. And whereabouts are we up to? We're a Pertwee era now, aren't we?
We've just done The Mutants, haven't we? I think.
Yeah, just done
BBC America will broadcast Tom Baker episodes.
When?
From time to time. They have the rights to them, and they used to do 10 in the morning with Tom or something like that. They had some little catchphrase, but now when they do their little marathons, they'll broadcast them again, so you have to watch.
I think there's only like 6 of those Tom Baker ones that they do show, because they show the same ones all the time.
Yeah, they have a very limited, but there are some. But yeah, Amazon Prime is generally now the only one.
There's even been a big thing about BritBox. I don't know if you've heard of that.
What?
Where if you pay a monthly fee, you get all the shows from the BBC and ITV and that. And on their advertising, they have a picture of Tom Baker. So you think, ooh, if you subscribe to BritBox, you can get the classic episodes. But you can't. They don't offer them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've only seen a few
DVDs.
Advertisements of that.
DVDs.
Oh yeah,
DVDs. Huge collection coming.
And you can still there. Netflix still does rent DVDs.
Yeah,
you can get them that way.
Do they have the classic Doctor DVDs?
Yes.
Okay.
That's cool. How I started watching classic Doctor.
Okay. Well, I dropped
now, Mary, I understood that the whole reason for BritBox was to see classic Doctor Who.
No, like I said, when you see the poster that advertises BritBox, there's a picture of Tom Baker. But I went into BritBox and looked at every single show that they offer, and none of they have the new Who, but they don't have the classic Who.
New Who.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's so, wrong.
That was the whole thing that they were advertising early.
Hey, I would subscribe in a heartbeat if they had the classics, but they don't.
I don't need to because I've got all the.
Yeah,
DVDs.
He's got everything.
I mean, I don't know. The one time because I have a Roku. I don't have cable, but I tested out the BritBox Roku, and they're showing the different all the classic Doctors 1 through 7. So I don't know. I mean, this happened about like a month or two ago when I checked it. So
you can rent it. You
can
get DVDs from BritBox.
I didn't purchase or anything like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can only stream them. But that's what I saw.
You can't stream them. You've got to pay for the DVDs from BritBox.
No, the BritBox doesn't do.
It's a streaming service like Netflix.
Well, yeah, but they don't offer the classic Doctor streaming. If you go into BritBox and you look for the classic Doctors, they show you the DVDs and say that, you know, if you can rent or buy the DVDs.
So, well, when I checked it on my Roku, like when I looked on and downloaded the app on my Roku, I looked through it just kind of because they'll give you a sample of what's out there, what I saw. And they said that it had like classic. You were showing Doctors 1 through 7. And they would have like certain episodes though were not available, but they had some of them. I don't know which ones. I don't remember off the top of my head, but that's what I remember looking through it.
Are you going to subscribe?
Perhaps they didn't when you looked, Mary, and they have put them
I looked
back.
2 days ago.
This is turning into a big bickering about
online Doctor Who.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody subscribes to BritBox, I want to hear, you know, from someone who's actually subscribing that they can get one.
Anyone have okay? Here, bring that over here.
Ooh.
Let me read this. Okay.
Intriguing. What is it? Ding.
This is for Dr. Podcast. This is, okay. This is for us. I thought you were looking at BritBox.
To resolve the argument.
Here, say that on the.
According to my Roku thing, it says that BritBox is also the exclusive home to largest streaming collection of classic Doctor Who anywhere.
Wow.
Well, that could be a fit.
That's what they're advertising.
Yeah, but like I said, I went to the BritBox site where they say, you know, you could look up all, you know, everything that we offer.
He nicked her phone. And he nicked her phone. Don't let Kirby have it.
They didn't offer the classics.
I'm looking at BritBox's website right now. I know you can't see it on the screen, but if you go on your thing, I'm looking, it said there's an option for Classic Who, and it's showing Doctors 1 through 7 on here.
You said it's an option?
Okay, so when you go to the BritBox website, just the website, there's things says browse, and it says different things. And there's all options as Classic Doctor Who, and I'm seeing pictures of Doctors 1 through 7 on here and extras.
But it's not offering it as a separate option?
Are they legal, these?
Are you talking about just buying it as a separate deal? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I don't know, but I think that what BritBox is, you know, you buy everything they have available through BritBox. That's what you watch. Not just Doctor Who, but like other ITV shows and other BBC shows they have available. Like, it's, you know, like it's like Netflix, but for British stuff.
Well, all I can say is when I looked through what they called their entire catalog, I did not see a single classic.
We're looking right now, and we see it.
All right, Kirby.
Let's agree to disagree and be all lovely and nice to each other again.
Stop bickering. They're going to start hitting each other in a minute.
They're going to start hitting.
I'm just saying what I saw.
No, they're going to start hitting each other through the screen in a minute.
He's only doing that because you're not at that convention, Mary. And if you were actually there in person, he wouldn't have dreamed of it.
Mary, you were here for several years. I'm sorry that you
couldn't
make
it. I was there last year.
Yeah.
Snogging Paul McGann.
You were here the year before.
Snogging Paul McGann.
Yeah. I thought you said I wasn't there for several years.
No, you were there. No, I
said you were here.
He was being nice.
Yeah, I was there for the last 2 years. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Kirby, what's been the best part of this weekend so far, other than talking to us?
Be careful! You don't ask questions I've already asked.
Okay, sorry. Are you having fun?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't here earlier.
The best part was meeting Peter.
Does he remember you?
Excuse me.
Does he remember you?
I've never met him before.
No, but does he remember from the previous, like from a minute ago when you met him? Some bloke comes up.
Who are you?
Now, when I went in to get his autograph, I presented to him all three of the items that I had brought and had him choose which one he thought would be best to autograph. And he thought that the record would be best as well.
Cool.
And of those items, I kind of agree because, you know, I can take that record and mount it in a frame with the record sticking out because I'm never going to listen to it again. Mm-hmm. Whereas I would like to look inside the book and inside the 20th anniversary magazine again. Mm-hmm. And if it were signed, I'd be putting it in a frame.
Kirby, when he signed the record, he scratched it when he signed the record. Thank you, Jason. You got it.
Well, he melted Jason. Look.
It's a shame, really, that Mr. Davison can't be here because I have that picture painted by Alistair Pearson of Peter Davison as the Doctor.
Well, we can't.
Well, I can't show it to him. He's actually signed the back of it. He'd probably be interested to note, you know, if I could have dug it down, which I can't because it's in the corner. What? Don't interfere with my collapsed pieces.
Get him on here.
So. No, I'm just. Will you leave my.
Sorry. This is what you get when I come round.
I'm just demolishing my shelf of Doctor Who figures just by interfering with old Sixy. Now the whole lot's gone.
Sorry.
No, as I was trying to say, yes, I have a painting that Alistair Pearson did for me for my 21st birthday of the Fifth Doctor. And on the back, it's signed by various celebrities. But obviously, you can't see that. I think John Nathan Turner is one of the people that signed it.
Was Alistair already a professional artist when he did that?
Well, yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I thought you guys were about the same age.
We are the same age, although he's four months older than me.
I don't know. He must have been very young when he started becoming a professional artist.
I'm pretty sure he did his first picture was published in Doctor Who magazine when he was about 19.
Mary's got short shorts.
Yeah, well, it must be warm, Mary.
I wish the audience could have seen it.
Sorry.
I've got no shorts.
Yeah, oh. No, we guessed that. Andy.
Whoops.
Master?
Yes?
Master. I have an idea. Get Alistair on the podcast.
He doesn't want to come on the podcast. Listen to episode 12 of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Ah. There's almost two full episodes with Alistair on. He won't do any more. Although we might try and persuade him to come to the Comic-Con.
Mary didn't meet her background noise.
Hello, oh, Gareth.
He introduced Gareth David Lloyd.
Hello.
Hello, Gareth. Lovely to meet
Hello,
you.
Hello, nice to meet you.
some British voices.
Oh,
we're not speaking all Sod here.
we are the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Kirby, we're actually based...
Kirby, give me the camera slide to the left, please.
Oh, we're actually based on the Isle of Wight, which is where Adam and Debbie are.
Oh, cool.
And Andy is in Guildford.
Oh, nice.
Mary is in Ohio.
And she knows she's in the kitchen at the moment.
She's in the kitchen.
With a cat.
No, look at that cat, honestly. We're still very new to the Skyping with video, but we've recorded how many episodes of the podcast? 45. And we've been going through the journey of from the beginning, every available Doctor Who episode we've watched, and obviously we break for the new season Who and conventions like this. So it's great to be able to see you. And how are you enjoying being over there?
I love it. Some of us forget
on video with each other, and we do things that shouldn't be done.
No, we just saw that, Mary.
We
show things that shouldn't be shown.
I'm Kirby, by the way.
This is Kirby, Mary, Adam, Debbie,
she's off
Andy,
again.
And Mary's off again. But sorry, as I was saying, how are you enjoying being over there?
I love it. It's my second time here. And I'm always very well looked after. Everyone's very hospitable and welcoming and lovely. Fantastic. I'm happy to be back.
It's been a fun weekend.
It has. Yeah, always is.
And it's awfully hot. Isn't it awfully hot there?
It is hot, but it's not as sticky and close as it was last time I was here. It can get really sort of humid, but there's been a breeze in the air, which has been nice.
It's a bit tricky to deal with, we Brits, going to anything with a little bit more humidity than, say, 60%.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking, when they brought back Torchwood, obviously your character had been killed off, which is a bit of a shame, considering you could have gone to America and done some filming over there. It's a science fiction TV show. They should have brought you back somehow.
Yeah, he'll come back. There'll be another way of coming back.
He's on the audios.
Well, he is.
I'm back in the audios. I'm back in the audios.
And I did get stories on Big Finish.
Yeah, I did get to go to the States because when we did the first lot of audios, they actually recorded those in LA because the cast were over there filming Miracle Day. So I did get over there for a week.
Oh.
Not 6 months like the other guys, but never mind.
Yeah. So Gareth, what's John Barrow like to work with? I mean, the report is he's ridiculously bonkers. So what's he really like, please?
He's an he's an absolute knob jockey.
Excellent.
That's it.
I stopped myself in the last minute.
Knob jockey is acceptable, lovely. Don't worry.
I mean, how do you get any work done? Because I know how he can just go on and on with his pranks.
He's actually very professional. As soon as the director says action, he's very professional. It's in between the takes. When they're setting the shots up, he tends to get bored and mess around a bit.
It sounds like he has like ADD or something.
Yeah, but you know, it was great for us because you need a sort of patriarch like that, a leading man like that that keeps everybody's energies up, and especially on those long days. So it was nice rather than letting us all get sort of down in the dumps and tired and bored and yawning. He always kept our spirits up.
Well, I have to ask this, Gareth, and you probably knew I was going to ask it. You had to kiss
him. If you ask me what it's like to kiss him.
No. I was going to say, he's probably had that so many times.
Did John ask for a few extra takes just in case?
The first big... The first big kiss we did, he told the director not to cut. So that kiss in season two actually goes on for about 30 seconds longer before we both break down into laughter. or tears in my case. But yeah, he enjoyed those scenes a lot.
Did you?
Of course he didn't.
I'm a professional.
He's a professional. Oh,
yeah. Actor.
Yeah. Kissing's fun, doesn't matter.
Was it? Okay, well.
And did you say that you were recording the audios in California?
The first or second lot we did, the new Big Finish audios, they're all done in the UK. But we did two or three when they were shooting Miracle Day, and we did those in LA.
So when you do them in the UK, are you all in the UK, or are you recording separately from them in another country?
Most of us are in the UK. John's usually sat by his pool in Palm Springs. but a project where we didn't sort of know each other or know each other's characters could prove to be difficult. But actually, we all sort of know each other so well. When we read the scripts, we can hear the other actors in our heads saying the lines before they do. So you don't really notice that we're in different locations, which is nice.
And of course, you did get a chance to appear in a rather good Doctor Who story. Stolen Earth, yes. Journey's End. That must have been great fun, although rather encapsulated, because you didn't really get out of one room, did you? You were just stuck in a time capsule, weren't you? With
that was the whole first two seasons of Torchwood for me. I was always in the hub. Everyone else was
boy.
I was cleaning in the hub.
Well, at least you can say you're in Doctor Who, unlike some of the other actors, obviously.
I have a question. It's the other question you're often asked.
This is going to be the last one, because I've got to go and do something.
What is it like to visit the shrine?
Yes. Well, I'm there nearly every day.
he is the caretaker,
maintaining
right?
it. I'm the new caretaker of the shrine. a friend of mine has just actually got that job of being caretaker for the shrine. But it's great, very flattering. It's been there for 10 years, so I'm sort of used to it now. But it does take me by surprise now and again when I see it's like a Google landmark or number 38 in the top 50 things to do in Cardiff.
David, I just want you to know, or Gareth, I'm sorry, I just want you to know that your audio of Fall to Earth is my most favorite of all the Torchwood ones that have been done so far. That was amazing.
And I have to say, one I've listened to under your recommendations, Mary.
Next time you come to the Isle of Wight, drop in and say hello.
Come and have a cup of tea.
I will.
They've just started up a Comic-Con there, so we may just see
you. Yeah, we've got Comic-Con coming at last this November.
Really?
Yes.
I'm there.
Please. nice to speak to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Thank you.
Sorry, the dog is being extremely naughty in the other.
What happened?
he almost knocked over Donna Noble.
Oh, no. Donna Noble has left the building.
Yeah.
And Deb, you really did hear Fall to Earth?
Yes, I have. Yeah, no, it's amazing because it's the one thing that Tom and I really agree on is he's not been able to watch the last five episodes of the new series of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
But because he's driving, commuting more to work now, he's actually downloaded a lot of the Big Finish that I've already got. And we're catching up, and he loved Torchwood a lot more than he likes normal Who. It was just a different concept for him. So he absolutely, he's really pulled us together to get into listening to it. And yes, I've heard that one. Fantastic.
Okay.
Right then. So what's Kirby?
Andy seems... Master?
Andy's
the audience can't see this, but we can over here. Andy has become a...
Bush.
Has become shrubbery.
He got turned into a Silurian or something? I think he's just got
a crinoid. Some sort of crinoid thing.
Crinoid,
lots of shrubbery with a little pathway going through.
Actually, it's ivy.
So anyway, Kirby, So what's coming up then? Obviously, if these people come back for lunch after you have to be kicked out of the room, obviously there's no point in sort of hanging around for that long. But I was just thinking, if you did get a chance to speak to them via any other recording capability, you could always do that and send it on to me.
Okay, I'm not sure what is available. Sorry.
That's and I was okay. going to say, I don't know that that's allowed, is it?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Not. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I mean, they say that you're not to take your own pictures or do any recording without the permission.
Although Matthew may be able to arrange something. Uh-huh. Now, when he was in here, we actually increased our audience to about 15.
Oh, wow. Now they're about 15 again. Are they still there?
Have they followed him out?
Some of them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7.
Hey.
Woo, triple.
Right, give them a card before they go out. Anyway.
Well,
I don't have any card.
Oh,
I do have my.
Oh, yeah. I need a new one of those.
This is what we are currently recording.
You do have a midriff, yes.
Very splendid. Okay. Someone took a picture. Cool. No, we need to get a load more of those T-shirts. Isla's pinched all mine.
Yeah, I'm not buying them. You can buy them. right, we're gonna.
I'm gonna need to replace this one soon because it's starting to wear out.
Yeah.
No, it looks in pretty good shape.
We're getting
a T-shirt.
Yeah. Well,
excuse me.
Sorry, I thought Jason was asking you an important question, and I was gonna say shut up and let him speak to you.
Would you be able? Well, are they still available?
They're always available.
We can
it's just
get
a bit
them.
Of a long-winded way of ordering them, but they sit in my reorder folder. So I just
should I just
them.
Message you one for if I want to get a copy, get a T-shirt as well?
Get a copy.
Well,
yes,
kind of,
get a copy.
Yeah, we should all be wearing them right now.
My
we're not, you know.
No, I'm going back to the Isle of Wight Festival in a minute, so I certainly won't be wearing. I did wear one yesterday.
Yeah.
I got quite a few Doctor Who fans coming up to me yesterday saying, "Oh, great Doctor Who fan." None of them said about the podcast, even though it quite clearly said the podcast.
Yeah.
That, but they got attracted to the word Doctor Who, so that it does get. Whenever I wear it, I get a lot of people coming up to me and saying, "Oh, I love Doctor Who." So that's a good reason to wear it. No more than actually when I wear Doctor Who T-shirts, funny enough.
Have you asked both
one.
Of them what their favourite bit was about this weekend then? So
what?
I've not.
Yes, I have. Yeah, it's all been asked.
Sorry.
We'll have to listen to the
again,
show to
sorry,
find that
I wasn't
one
there this morning, the beginning.
So anyway, right. So Jason's carting the microphone. What's he doing with it?
Master. I have sent Julia reluctantly to go see if we can get anyone else as a guest. If we can't.
Yes. We're going to wrap up.
We'll probably wrap up.
Yep.
But
okay.
We'll see.
I'll just talk about next week. We're going to be doing it on the 18th of June, which is Father's Day, funny enough. But my
are
kids,
you happy to do
my
that?
My kids don't like me very much, so I'm not unlikely to.
Oh, so Father's Day is the same day in the UK as here, where
yes,
Mother's
that's because we
is.
Nicked yeah, the idea. Yeah. We nicked the idea
that's,
off the Americans.
That's strange.
Yeah. As along with Halloween, that's the other thing we nicked off the Americans. The only thing we haven't nicked that
Black,
off the Americans.
Black
Friday.
Black Friday. Yeah, we nicked those Black Friday off you as well now. No point, but yeah, we just have Black Friday.
Yeah,
now.
So the next thing will be Thanksgiving. Mom? Yeah.
No? All right.
Hello.
Sorry, I was trying to get some other audience members, but a lot of them are all shy.
It's
so long as they're having a great time and having fun and enjoying all the guests and all the panels and things.
And
just
not getting intimidated by Debbie.
I'll ask them this question. Are you at least enjoying enjoying your time at the con?
Hooray!
We got some new people just popped in, so we'll
good
see.
Good positive answer
but
there.
They look like they're throwing the big X at my face and or throwing the cross at me, think I'm Dracula or something.
Good.
God. Don't talk
look,
to
that's
me.
That's how bird I had my picture taken with the other day.
I know. We've got the Isle of Wight Festival on the corner. Usually it's Doctor Who, but it's the Isle of Wight Festival.
Either of you go to the thing on Friday night?
The thing on Friday night? Sorry, what thing on Friday
night? What's the thing on Friday night?
The what?
There was a reception on Friday night all the guests are supposed to be at.
Jason, did you go to the reception on Friday night at all?
Yes, I was there Friday night.
Was it fun?
Did you get to talk to all the guests?
Yeah, I did. Well, we were supposed to, my girlfriend and I were supposed to sit with some other folks, but we didn't have enough space for us. So we ended up sitting with some other folks, and these other folks were very, very introverted. So I was like kind of leading the questions most of the way out through. So I basically had to because I didn't want to act like I was hogging the stage, but I was trying to at least if I started asking questions, other people would ask questions. So that after I talked for a while, the other people in our little table started talking to the guests and stuff like that.
So, but I thought that was kind of interesting. Because one of the questions I had asked Peter Davison, because I thought about the time when he took over from Tom Baker, and he told me at the time, Peter Davison was talking about when he was taking over from Tom Baker, he said to this day he doesn't know what he said, that he asked Tom a question, or Tom said something to him, and he just kind of nodded and just said, okay, whatever you say, or something of that nature. Like, okay, I agree with what you're saying, but he was too scared at the time to say something to Tom. So I'm sorry, excuse me, what did you just say?
Oh, dear.
So that was kind of interesting. I asked him the time when he was leaving with, when Colin came in and stuff like that.
Oh, Kirby's back.
He said everything was going well until Colin decided, kind of jokingly, until Colin decided to show up and stuff like that. So it kind of was funny. But he said he was telling us, I guess all the different actors leave and they're doing the regeneration scene, when they're handing the torch over to the other actors, they always seem like it's kind of a surreal moment for them, just to feels weird giving it up because they hadn't done it for X number of
years. Jason, have you ever seen the extra on the case of Androzani of the full unedited regeneration scene when they're actually doing, you see all the behind the scenes stuff on it as well?
I've not seen that.
That's really worth watching.
I don't remember if I've seen it or
really
not.
Worth it's on the one of the,
I don't remember it.
One version of the Cage of Androzani DVD. It's basically the whole recording block of when they did the regeneration with Colin Chamberlain.
Oh yeah, they had some. I think I saw part of it. Something they were doing it, and they had do the scene a couple of times.
It's really good. And it's slightly different. I think Colin Baker cocks up his first line and stuff, so they had to redo that bit. But it was really, really quite interesting. Have a look at that. The Cage of Androzani.
I will do, because that's on my to-buy list. My Amazon to-buy list is extensive.
Okay.
What's news in Hilding? I've met from when I was in Atlanta, I got to meet Nicola Bryant. So it's nice to know I've met a companion who did transition.
You've done the whole Cage of Androzani thing now.
No, exactly. What's up, Kirby?
Did she talk about the transition, what it was like with one and then the other?
I don't think we asked the question at the time frame, but I didn't think of it at the time frame about it like that. But I thought it was interesting. Oh, another thing I was going to mention.
What are you showing us?
I'm showing my Isle of Wight
Festival wristband for some reason.
There it is.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
I did ask.
Interrupting him.
I did ask. I remember one of the questions I asked Peter yesterday, and another one today. I asked Peter about because I was curious about the reason why Tom Baker didn't show up in the Five Doctors reboot. Because I thought at first, my mind was thinking, was this either intentional or something kind of didn't work out for him to show up or something. And he said that he actually had talked to Tom and tried to get him on the Five Doctors reboot, and he agreed. But after he met him. I guess that little meetup they had during the 50th anniversary, that early in the year they had that little meetup with Tom Baker and the rest of the doctors. I guess he could try to get with him, but Tom Baker never got back with him. So they just kind of thought to make fun of the, kind of use like that scene from the Five Doctors with that kind of like the shot us in a sense.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting as well. I don't know if I'm not sure if y'all had know that or not. So I thought that was pretty amusing, the fact that he got an actor that kind of sounded like Tom Baker to do that little scene again. So I thought that was pretty funny.
I forget the name of that guy that they got to do the voice, but he does that kind of semi-professionally.
John Coleshaw? Yeah. Semi-friend of the show,
yes,
John Coleshaw.
Great impressionist down here. Yeah, over here, yeah.
He often does Tom Baker's...
Yeah, radio show.
He used to do the Fourth Doctor on audio, Big Finish audio, before Tom Baker actually joined.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's like a radio comedian, impressionist.
And he's an expert impression of the Fourth Doctor.
And Russell Crowe.
Actually, he does do the...
Oh, wow.
He was doing the Third Doctor when I met him, because he was standing by Bessie.
Just be that close. It's okay.
So what's news then, Kirby? What's news, Kirby? Excuse
me? Has Julia come back with any news?
Nev is back in the autograph room, but she had a long line, so we are going to try again in about 10 minutes. And I'm watching the wind rustle the disappeared Andy. Anyway, we're going to try again in about 10 minutes. If we're unsuccessful, then that's going to be it, and we won't have Peter. Oh, well.
Okay.
Well,
so
been fantastic.
And I
so
also
far.
Just posted a picture of Andy's
Andy's hedge.
So this is the, I will say, though, this is the best input Andy has ever had on a live link-up to any of these United States conventions. So well done, Andy.
You know, the audience probably don't know that Andy's usually asleep or a bit
or
worse for wear.
Silly questions. Oh, he's probably having a quick sip of wine off screen anyway.
Recording,
you know what
he's like. Another convention, I believe about 3 years ago.
Yes.
And in the middle of the podcast, we started to hear snoring.
I think that was sort of that ongoing joke about him being awake or something.
Wasn't that the first time Jason was on? Wasn't that the first time you joined us for a convention podcast, Jason? Yeah, it was one of the first times. That's so good.
Oh, yes. It was my first Concave then.
No, it wasn't Concave.
It was
Timegate. Okay.
No, he was snoring and we were all like, what? Is someone snoring? Can you hear heavy breathing? Who is that? And then we worked out it was Andy.
Yeah, no, first time Andy said, well, it's not me. And then you snore, you not me. Anyway, I was quite interested in changing the subject.
I was going to tell you one other question that I'd asked Peter today because I was asking.
Oh, yes, carry on, yes.
Yeah, please.
I was asking him if during his time on the Doctor Who, if anyone had played like pranks or stuff. He said not really much, but he told me that one time that he got a dress to look like Tegan. So he got some of the people in the wardrobe department to get him a costume that looks very similar to what Tegan wore. And they were behind schedule, and they told about that. And people behind the scene making the stuff thought it was hilarious. So they decided, you know, but everybody else was kind of like, you know, irritated with Peter because it wasn't one of his scenes to be on set or anything. But I wish there was a way to find a picture of it. That would be hilarious to find a picture of Peter Davison and wearing one of Tegan's costumes. I don't know which costume. He didn't say which one it was, but I was just still to me fairly funny the fact that it sounds like he's a real prankster in general.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can tell that from the writing behind Five-ish Doctors, can't you? Because that's definitely his sense of humor.
Oh, the Five-ish Doctors is just brilliant.
Did anyone here see the Five-ish Doctors? Have you ever seen it before? Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, because
Andy.
Andy's back. Andy's turned back into a human again.
Andy's not a hedge anymore.
So he morphed back from a hedge back to a human being.
Yeah, it's a slight domestic crisis, that was all. I won't go into details, but yeah.
Okay.
It involved things.
Okay.
Domestic crisis, oh dear.
The domestic crisis being that he had a lack of alcohol.
We're
going to
drink it.
A domestic crisis in my house is me not being allowed to watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, so this involved a rather dirty nappy. Let's just leave it there.
No, that's it. Just stop. No,
I can bring it and show it if you want.
No, thank you. Oh, by the way, Mary, how long have you been watching EastEnders?
Oh my God, on and off for decades. Why?
Do you remember John Altman who played Nasty Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be a guest at the Isle of Wight Comic Con.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him.
Rather cool, isn't it? Apparently, he's a very nice man.
Do me a favor for just a second.
Yes?
Andy, do me a favor for just a second. Step out of frame.
Oh!
Why?
He's got something silly going on.
No, further.
What?
Get out of this camera.
Get away from the camera.
Is there a bird in the bush?
Yeah, I can still see you.
We still can see you there. There.
Perfect.
Right. This works brilliantly on an audio presentation.
This is audio.
Our own Seventh Doctor.
Okay, Andy, you can come back. So we got Gareth, but...
that was nearly a... Mary got very excited for a moment there.
I'm talking to Matthew to keep him up to date on what's going on.
Right.
So all we were able to do is get Gareth. So can you do anything for us?
Peter's doing a photo session at the moment, but I'll go stick my head in and let them know, and maybe he can come.
When do you think that would be?
We've got only about 15 people bought tickets, so they may not go the whole time.
Oh, well, that's real fast.
Yeah.
Okay, so we may have Peter after all.
Yeah, I'm going to have him.
How fascinating.
Oh, so we'll see.
Any time, Adam, really.
Yeah. Adam, check on Adam's Nev
got
as well.
A time limit here.
Well, I'm Fleetwood Mac. Not Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac.
Rod Stewart starts at 9:30, doesn't he? If I remember right. Is it 10? No, it's 9. Oh, don't, hang on. Let me check my Isle of Wight Festival time thingy. I can't get down to the front. Are we? Oh, 9 o'clock to 10:50. That's Rod Stewart.
You're going to have to go soon then, aren't you?
No, I'll have to go when I go, but I'll get in a parking space in Newport at the station now. It's going to be bloody... Hey, look, the sixth Doctor... Oh, no, it's the seventh Doctor. Sorry, I had half the screen. Half the screen there. Now I can see him there. There he is.
Hi,
hello, Matthew.
Hi, Andy.
What have you got to say for yourself,
hello,
young
Larry.
Man?
Hello, everyone.
Hello,
how are we?
Hello, we're good. How are you? How's it going?
Oh, it's going excellently. Definitely better than how it went last year. So, you know, that's progress always.
progress. You got one of these things.
He had it on the table earlier. Yeah. I saw a photo from the con, and he was on a panel. And
all right, smarty pan. Are there any points for that? I've been at the festival. Right. I can't believe you actually sat down for 5 minutes, Matthew. I thought you'd be sort of flitting around
Matthew,
the place.
You never sit down during the cons.
Well, things have been going smoothly, so I was actually on my way out to lunch, but I thought I'd stick my head in the door and see how things were going, and thought I'd come on and say hello to everybody, since I must be the worst reoccurring host in the podcast history.
Yes. <point. laughs> But even worse when it's on your own show.
Well, technical difficulties are kind of difficult to overcome, and also when one of our co-hosts has been having health issues, and also recently had a laptop crash, which makes it
rather difficult. Yes, you might have to mention Robert's crowdfunding for fixing his laptop. Yes, your podcast rather relies on it, doesn't it? Yeah.
Kirby posted some pictures of you interviewing Peter Davison.
Yes.
How was the interview? Was he fun to interview?
He was fun to interview. I mean, I always enjoy doing the interviews here. I haven't had a bad interview subject yet, which is always, you know, a good thing. The thing I tend to find with the interviews is that, you know, it helps to go in and be researched and to try and watch other interviews and read other interviews and figure out, you know, what can I ask that they haven't been asked 1,000 times already? So hopefully I was able to do that. And part of what I enjoy doing is finding the most obscure thing I can think of.
I know. So did you impress him like you did Colin Baker?
I seem to have. I think my mom came to our VIP event, and I was apparently called an encyclopedia of space knowledge after our visit to the Space and Rocket Center Friday afternoon. So I am nerd, hear me bore, as I like to say.
Yes. I love that phrase.
No, it was invented for you.
The nerd is king.
Yes. Before I go, though, I'd like to ask a favor of everybody in the room and all of the 20 megabyte listeners. All three of them.
I know what he's
going to
do.
Get out your smartphone, or if you're on your laptop, bring up your internet browser.
Oh, God, here we go.
Everyone,
yes.
Please.
Yes.
This is crashes the podcast entirely.
Yeah, I'm on the internet.
Andy's gone.
I'm on the internet browser, Matthew, yes.
Yes, yeah, so with
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring up your, go to your address bar.
Yeah.
Yep.
Type in Omni, that's OMNI, .media, / white, as in the color.
Oh, hang on.
Isle of Wight.
I did the colon. Yeah.
Yes. Omni-media /white.
Dash.
Yeah. Hyphen.
Dash.
Hyphen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hyphen, whatever you want to call it. Knight with a K.
K-N-I-G-H-T. Okay. Yes.
Press enter.
Go.
Oh, some naked pictures of Matthew. I don't want to see that.
Matthew
Kressel.
Yes. Yeah. The reason Omni it used to be a magazine back in the day. They've recently come back as a web presence. It's a short story of mine, called White Knight. It's an alternate history space travel story. But most importantly, I get paid by the view. So thank you all very much.
I was going to say,
you're only going to get three or four people doing that. That's me, Deb, Andy, Mary. That's it.
I'll look again later and again later and again later.
All right, I'm going to step away, but it was great to talk to you guys. And thank you for your contributing pennies on the dollar to me. So thank you.
No problem.
That was very sneaky.
It's the second time I've been when he's done that. Master?
Yes.
Master? Yes. He's going to go see if he can get Peter.
Yeah, okay. Will he remember you, though, Kirby?
I don't know why you keep saying that. I've never met him. I mean, except
you know, it got nice. His subsequent incarnation couldn't remember you, but that was rather my fault because I didn't actually ask him the right questions.
Now, he might remember me because during when
Andy.
Andy.
Oh my God, Andy's eating grass.
Andy's finding new ways of being inappropriate. Definitely.
No, you said no drink.
I got that.
Yes, and what type of grass is the problem?
Listen to what a podcaster is not supposed to do.
Kirby, Jason, how many viewers have we got now in the room?
That was last night, darling.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, carry on.
Eight.
So we've retained some people. This is amazing.
Adam and Debbie, what do you two keep looking at? You keep looking up.
Oh, I'm getting distracted by the allegedly live coverage of the Isle of Wight Festival. It's actually last night's coverage. Yes, carry on.
How can you hear anything if the Isle of Wight Festival is right next door?
It has been quite loud the last couple of nights.
Not
from
my. I've seen the lights last night as I was coming home, but it had finished.
Before we were distracted by Andy being the dish of the day or a cow. Or something.
Yeah, dish of the day.
I must have missed something. I felt quite pleased I did miss it. Actually, I must have glanced away at that particular moment.
I'll post it on Facebook later. I did get a picture of it.
Now I'm getting worried.
Anyway, when Matthew was interviewing Peter. Darn, I forgot.
Peter.
You lost your train of thought.
I was going to bring it up.
Yes, when Matthew was interviewing Peter, he asked Peter, do you remember that chap with the hat and the fourth doctor's scarf?
They were talking about the Hitchhiker's Guide in the Dish of the Day.
Yes.
Just start up Facebook.
Good. Did you manage to get a hold? Are you trying to fix Robert's computer there?
All the way from Perth, Australia.
It'll come up in a second. I just restarted it. It's Firefox.
You're not rebooting, are you?
It should
Firefox.
Come up.
Firefox.
Never mind.
No, I know.
What's wrong with Firefox?
What is it anyway?
It's quite retro.
Yeah, carry on, Kirby.
Hang on a second.
Hang on.
You know, he's just rebooting.
Okay, sounds good. Anyway,
yes?
Hitchhiker's Guide. When Matthew was talking, it was brought up, Hitchhiker's Guide. I stood up because I was wearing my very surprised sperm whale and bowl of petunias t-shirt. Because a lot of people don't remember that Peter was the dish of the day. And you'll notice in my picture with him, I have that t-shirt because to me, that's one of my favorite roles of his.
It's just the way he puts his hoof trotter on his shoulder at the end.
He was telling us that he based the accent on Dave Prowse's voice. Dave Prowse, who played Darth Vader.
Oh,
yes. And the Green
Fox. Who's also in that same episode of Hitchhiker's Guide.
You were a traitor in the Rebel Alliance.
Yes.
How be they mangle wurzels?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
How be they mangle wurzels? Is it Somerset?
He's doing a Somerset accent, Kirby.
And he can't.
The village of Nunney is in Somerset.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
No, she's getting distracted by Arcade Fire, who we left early for because it was a bit boring.
So how do you, what are you looking at to tell who's on? I mean, do you have
they're just showing last night's coverage. They're obviously going to show Rod Stewart live when he goes on, which I'm hoping to actually go and see live. But they're just showing some coverage from yesterday.
So, Master?
Yes.
How long does it take you to walk over and get into the Isle of Wight Festival?
Well, if I was going to walk, bear in mind... An hour from here?
I can do it in an hour from here.
It's 7 miles.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got
a bad foot.
I teased them about the size of the Isle of Wight.
Good Lord. It's 7 miles from here to the entrance, but I intend to drive up to a car park in Newport and do essentially a 20-minute to half an hour walk from the car park. Right, yes. We've stopped.
I was taking a picture of the audience because almost all of them are on their audience. Phones.
they're trying to find the 20-megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
No, they're all reading Matthew's story.
I'm trying to do the blimmin' URL. Shut your face. 20-megabyte Doctor Who podcast.podbean.com.
And our sponsors are whowon.co.uk
That's superfluous. That's superfluous. That's too much information. Just stick to the... Or just go on iTunes and look up 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
Hopefully we will have someone here in a few minutes. And why don't we give things another 15 minutes? And then... and remember, we have to clear this room out by...
It's 10. Now it's another 15.
Yeah, I can't hang on for that long. I've got to get into a packed festival site and find my daughter and my wife, and I think they're at the front by the stage. And okay. Imagine that's gonna be really, really hard.
Going to school tomorrow.
Yes.
Cool.
Anyway, yes. Oh, reminds me, I've got to get that wig from downstairs. So I'm going to take my retro wig. Mullet wig to the festival so I can look a bit like Rod Stewart.
That reminds me of something. I was walking through the halls here at the convention yesterday and heard a phrase that is very specific, very geeky. A parent was walking through with their small boy child and going,
"Son."
Boy child.
Did you remember to adjust your wig? Which is just...
It's just no, Mummy, it's not on properly. What? Who was he cosplaying as? I've seen some of the fantastic pictures.
One of the doctors.
The picture you posted earlier of the lady dressed as Missy in that amazing costume.
That was
amazing. The tea lady. Yeah,
the tea lady?
Yeah.
Jen?
Yeah, that's Jen, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Jen.
She's been doing fantastic stuff. If you go back and look at even pictures I posted at TimeGate in 2012, she was doing... what's the character from... The next doctor.
The
lady in red, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I forget her name.
Yeah, she yeah.
Miss Tarnigan or something?
Yeah.
Hartigan. Yeah, Hartigan.
Yeah.
She was doing that back then. It was just fantastic.
Excellent.
No, she is. She's very good.
And by the way, earlier on, I got interrupted 3 times trying to get through the previous incarnations of the Doctor that I've managed to meet or see during my life. And I intend to get through it this time without any interruptions unless Peter Davison comes into the room. Right. Number 3, met him. Number 4, shut up. Number 4, seen him. Number 5, seen him. Number 6, met him. Number 7, met him. Number 8, Number 9, No, a lot of people met him, actually. Number 10, Number 11, Number 12, met him.
Yes!
No, I saw number 11. Sorry, I ticked that one off. I saw number 11.
We definitely met 12.
And we met 12. Yeah. So there we go. And 13, met him as well.
I've met 5 to 7, seen 8 and seen 10.
And I haven't met John Hurt, so that'll never happen, will it, unfortunately.
You saw him on the television.
Kirby.
That doesn't count.
It's an empty glass.
Empty glass of wine. We were just extolling the virtues of your snoring that time to the audience earlier when you turned into a bush.
Well, I've met and talked to 5, met and talked to 6,
snogged.
Met and talked to 7.
Snogged out, yes.
And talked for a very long time and kissed 8.
Yay!
For a very long time.
You should get a t-shirt made up, Mary. I've
Which
kissed Paul McGann.
The John Badham and Gareth Doyle David kiss or Mary and Eight?
I'd rather see Mary and Eight. I would like to see Mary and Eight.
Yeah, she's going to film it for us next time.
She had several drinks probably contributed to it.
What on his part?
Yeah. Mary going up.
He had several drinks and he was jet lagged.
Dear me.
So he was happy to just sit there and yak for an hour and a half and then
have a snug.
Unfortunately, yak in Britain has a different meaning.
Yeah, yak in Britain is different.
It's like big yakking, yes.
What is it?
Throwing up.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard that used here too.
Yeah, yak.
I've also heard shouting at the floor.
Yes, that's a good one.
By the way, we have a new member of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group. Got a new member.
It's Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Hello. Hooray. Thank you
so
much.
And Debbie missed the opportunity of meeting Anne-Marie Blackall. Is she still in the room?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Get around the back so Deb can see her.
Beg your pardon?
Oh, dear. Yes,
we did talk to a particular fan.
Yes. We're gonna get the cardboard cutout done, so we can mount her and the back, and this is our ideal fan. Yes.
You're gonna do what?
Well, you are now gonna be on my website as the ideal fan. this is Debbie.
Hello. Oh yes.
I apologize.
You're on your podcast.
Yeah, sorry. No.
I know Mary and Kirby, and I haven't seen
Andy.
Andy. Yeah. No, but I've heard Andy.
Yes.
And he's normally got his clothes on. I do apologize. Yeah.
No, Andy's cosplaying.
Is he?
He's doing Arthur Dent.
Arthur Dent. Yeah, Arthur Dent cosplay.
Yes.
Yeah, no, my Skype was down, so I hot-footed it round to come and sit with Adam
instead. She knows
instead.
That. She was in the room. Yeah. She was in the room.
I know, just apologising. I'm just apologising.
She was in the room.
Mistress, how long does it take to walk from your house to...
she ran.
About 30 seconds to a minute.
Is it?
If I
run. You didn't come through their back
I
garden.
I came through the back garden. We've got mutual
neighbours back garden.
That, they don't normally like me going through their garden, but I kind of thought if they come out and go, what are you doing? I'll be like, isn't that the Doctor Who emergency? Sorry, it's got to happen. Yeah, I snuck through their garden. Normally it takes a couple of minutes to walk all the way around, but no, I just went straight across to them. So yeah, we are literally just a road away from each other. Fortunately,
yes.
No.
Oh, you said fortunately. Oh, well done.
Have you having a good time? Having a brilliant time?
Oh yes. It's been every podcast. Everyone has been very awesome.
Oh, fantastic! And who's been your favourite guest? I know you've probably had all this from the others just now. I'm sorry.
From all of the podcast, I have to say. Gareth, and then who is it? Sylvester McCoy.
Sylvester's
oh my God!
Fantastic.
I'd never seen very many of his episodes, and I wasn't too much of a fan of his back in the day. But after seeing him in person, oh my God, he's just a hoot.
He's amazing, isn't he? Yeah.
Oh, and did you know he was in The Hobbit?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I met him down in Brighton Comic Con last year, and it was literally one of those photographs and go. But I was fortunate to be the first one in the queue, so while they were setting up, I got to chat to him a bit. So it was marvelous.
Yeah.
And when he was here, he took the luggage carts, and he was on the luggage cart going all through the hotel and with this umbrella and stuff, and going.
Well, that became a meme.
Yeah,
that has become
everywhere.
A meme, hasn't it?
Yeah, and then he was, during his panel, he was doing his spoons, and he comes
Always,
over and he does his spoons
yeah.
on
yeah.
I posted a video of him playing the spoons on YouTube.
Yeah, I did audio record him playing the spoons with a thing with Colin Baker, like a talk. But I should have filmed it. I didn't think of it at the time, but the audio I posted on one of the previous episodes of the show, and it's quite entertaining because I listened back to it not so long ago.
Yeah. I did AV at a convention in Manchester, must be about 20 years ago, where he and Sophie did a duet using spoons.
I didn't know Sophie could play.
Sophie would have had to learn the spoons.
I didn't know she could play them. That's quite interesting. Yeah. Although did you go to the old gaffers?
No.
Because apparently her husband was there.
Playing the spoons.
No.
I, met,
No, she said her husband was going to be at the Gaffers, and I was off the island. I was at
I didn't go to Gaffers.
Yeah. By the way, thanks for everybody who sent. Oh, I'm glad you didn't get killed in the London atrocity last week when I was in London.
I got
thank
loads
you for the people
that
actually care. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no,
I had no clue so close to it.
My Australian friends were like, "Well, you haven't marked yourself safe," and I'm like, "I'm on the Isle of Wight." That's
Well, I wasn't.
I was at the Olympic
Stadium, and the what they call it security at the Olympic Stadium was appalling, considering what happens in our capital. Where at Birmingham, we had sniffer dogs and metal detectors and stuff like that the night before. So I really can't believe that the security would be that bad an event. It was probably about 70,000 people were at that concert. Yeah, a stone's throw away, people were losing their lives while we were watching encore. It's really, really bad.
Surreal. It's surreal what's happening at the moment. Yeah. But no, we've digressed from Doctor Who.
Yeah, but it's a point, isn't it?
Exactly.
Really?
No, exactly. No.
But the thing is, it's you worry about events that people attend because safety. Doctor Who conventions people attend. But there's got to be things.
Well,
taken
it's like
into
when we were at the festival 2 years ago. That was the day of the Paris attacks.
Yeah,
and they changed a lot of the stuff. Well, a lot of the meet and greet.
This is
changed,
why it takes 1.5 hours to get into the Isle of Wight Festival because they're actually doing proper security, which I haven't got to complain about.
No,
they're doing
exactly.
it, but when you go to an event in London, you expect that sort of treatment. There wasn't anything.
No,
and it worries me because you don't know what's going to get targeted. They could decide, we're going to get geeks this week. And so, what is the security like up there, Kirby?
I'd even worry at the Isle of Wight Festival.
No, that's good. They're great security.
We've had armed,
really good.
armed police.
Yeah. People having their pictures taken with the armed police. It's absurd.
Everybody's there with police with guns and their arms around them. Because it's such a novelty seeing an armed officer. It's such a novelty to see a gun on an officer here that everyone's like, oh, picture.
They're all there with their guns, great big guns like this.
Yeah, they're huge.
And they've got their faces done up with all glitter and whatever.
They're all covered in glitter and they're all like being hugged by drunk festival goers. They're having a great time.
In London, when I go to work, I see every day armed police at the place.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, but there weren't any at the Olympic Stadium.
We have armed police outside now. So I'm a civil servant. So in the Home Office, we've got armed police outside now.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, you work in London, don't you?
I've never been able to get a picture.
I work for government as well. So where I work, we've got armed police.
So what's the security like at the convention then, Kirby?
Kirby on the door going...
Yeah.
they do have people at the doors, and in fact, one of our audience has been trying to get Nev in here, and now they're not letting her into the room because she's asking too often.
Oh.
Oh dear.
Damn it!
Okay, I want you to ask her about
Dormengast.
Pardon?
Take a look at the Facebook group.
I can see the Facebook group. It's a lovely picture of Jason and Anne.
No, take a look at the picture of Andy.
The picture of, on the Facebook
the
group?
The bush, the tree.
Hang on, I'll refresh the page.
No.
He's eating the
grass. With his grass.
Yeah, I saw that.
See, now that image is never going to leave my head.
There's lots of traumatized Americans.
They're all looking at their phones.
Hey, Adam, I have a little bit of a Doctor Who trivia thing. Have you seen EastEnders recently?
I know that Bonnie Langford's in it.
Is that what you...
Well, no, because now Simon Williams, old Chunky Gilmore from...
I didn't know he was still alive. Did you know he was still alive?
No, I didn't know he was
still... I didn't know he was still alive, but that's good. Hang on, Jason's here.
Jason, say something.
Hey, I'll try to post it later tonight, but I don't know exactly the details, but they said at closing ceremonies, Bonnie's supposed to announce one of the guests for next year, so as soon as I get more information, I'll make a post about who our next guest, next guest will be. Well, one of the guests that have been confirmed for next year now.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, I'll just say, before everybody leaves the room, Kirby, make sure you make sure they are not allowed to leave before joining the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group. We've already had two new members, I think, today, or was it just the one? It says two new. Jessica Huff and Jennifer Heath, two new members today. I take it they were in the room.
Hopefully she won't leave in a huff.
Or a minute and a half.
Stop being horrible to her. Honestly, she'll be leaving 5 seconds. You're going to be like that to her. Mary, have a word with him.
Now, no, she said no.
Julia and I are probably going to leave shortly after we finish doing this recording. We're going to go back to the dealer's room one more time and then get on the road, because I've driven back home in the dark and don't like it.
So. Oh.
You've got hours before it's dark. How long have I drive?
Oh, Jason's back again.
It's 3 hours, but there have been other years when I've stayed here late enough that it would be dark.
I thought he was only a few minutes away, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a stone's throw. Yeah.
Sorry, Jason. Yes?
I'm staying an extra night here. Just kind of, there's some other reasons hanging out here, but we're just going to hang out for tonight. I'll head back home sometime tomorrow afternoon.
Cool. No, fantastic. Okay.
So what's the news then, Kirby? Because I want to get back to my festival.
He's got to go and see Rod Stewart.
Yeah, he's
got to
go.
I don't know.
We're done.
Yeah.
Matthew is down at the other end of the hall. I tried to get with him and he walked to the editor. There
you go. Typical.
We're sending one more feeler out to see what we can do.
Yeah, appropriate when we're talking about the crinoids this minute.
Camp is still tied up with a long line. I guess people finally.
She's the only one in there.
And I've looked in there at times when she's had no line. Yeah. So why have people decided all of a sudden?
Because it's the last minute they didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Last time.
I'm going
Let's
just find out if we got Peter, and then you hotfoot it off to the festival.
Excuse me. Hope that wasn't audible.
Kirby, did they pronounce your name Neve?
It's Neve. Neve. Okay.
Neve.
I've heard both.
Okay.
Neve.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just going to nip upstairs and get me retro
wig. Go and get your wig on. Go on. That'd be fun.
Go get his wig on.
It's Rod Stewart night at the Isle of Wight Festival, so there's going to be lots of plaid trousers and awful wigs and scarves. And
I can't wait to see this wig.
I'll be at work tomorrow watching all these very muddy Rod Stewarts going past and going off to get the buses home.
So you're not going over to the festival?
I'm not. I'm going home being boring.
Yeah.
And
we saw Rod about 3 years ago. We brought for Dawn's birthday. He's excellent. He's a real
show. I know he is, but it starts in 20 minutes.
That looks a bit longer than a mullet.
It is a mullet, dear. It's supposed to be.
That's a
1980s retro wig.
Oh, my God.
That's the only thing I've actually got.
Oh, look at that thing.
Kill it. Kill it with fire.
Master?
There was a Davy Crockett
yes.
time.
Oh, my goodness. My
May I remind people this is an audio presentation.
Just like that.
What were those animals in Time of the Rani?
Rani?
Dog things. What were they called?
The lion things.
They had three eyes, didn't they?
I'll post that later.
The lion, the
witch in the wardrobe.
No,
yeah, well, I'll do it now.
It's very hot, actually.
That's going to be awfully hot.
It is. I'm going to pack it.
It's quite windy and cold out there tonight, so he'll probably need it.
Yeah. I will need it.
Debbie,
later.
You've seen Adam with hair, Debbie.
Sorry?
Have you ever known Adam with hair?
No.
Oh, of course she has.
Not at all. No.
I started losing my hair when my children were born.
Oh,
so
dear.
That says it all. Oh,
it was that hard to parent. Okay.
Right.
Can borrow some
of mine. My oldest daughter is about to turn 20. That's when it started going.
Oh, God.
I'm okay. Still okay. Bit of a widow's peak. Not too bad.
Oh my goodness.
What?
You got to go too.
We've got someone.
Have we?
Who have we got?
What are you going to do?
We've got
Andy, when it's bald all around that little center spot that you've got going in the front.
Shave it off.
Shave
it off.
Adam.
Hey!
He's trying to grow a tonsure.
Behave yourselves. Behave yourselves, please. Hello, Peter.
Hello there.
Thank you for coming on.
Good afternoon, good evening.
Where am I speaking to?
I'm Adam.
We are the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Adam and Debbie are on the Isle of Wight.
Isle of Wight?
Yes, in Cowes.
Okay.
Andy is in Guildford.
Uh-huh.
Mary is in Ohio.
Okay.
And we are here.
Hello. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us. I would just like to say, your doctor is my doctor because your doctor was the one that made me a Doctor Who fan. So I bought this at a Doctor Who convention, which is a woolly version of yourself, which is now mascot for the show. Yeah, so we're going to see your hair. There we are.
Realistic.
Yeah. Apparently, Colin Baker has himself in knitted form as well, but you can't have that. That's mine.
You got me a knitted Dalek that time, didn't you?
I did. Yes. I did. So, how's it been going for you today, then, Peter?
It's been going very well, actually. Yeah, I think it's been a nice weekend. How's the Isle of Wight?
It's very warm.
We've got the festival on this weekend, yes. So it's
working at the
moment.
Oh, have you? I was there at the 1969 Isle of Wight Festival.
Oh, cool. Fantastic. And
you must have been a mere whippersnapper in 1969.
Well, I was a teenager, 17 or 18, I think it was. Something like that.
Who was the headliner?
I went down there in my... I was a sort of weekend hippie. Yeah. You know, I used to go down there in my Air Force coat and beads and things like that. And it was a fantastic thing. Bob Dylan was talking about it.
Yeah,
pretty
fantastic.
Good.
Well, please come back, Peter. Please come back.
I'd love to. My grandmother used to work on the Isle of Wight, actually. During the First World War, she went off to sew. I guess it was, I'm not sure what she was sewing, sort of sails, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, it would probably be. She probably would have been where we are in Cowes, because that's where they make sails.
Probably.
A lot of the sail makers.
Anyway, we're talking about the Isle of Wight, really. This is a podcast about the Isle of Wight.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Because it's a nice place.
Right. We just want to make a few statements, like Caves of Androzani being the best Doctor Who story ever, and it's so annoying that happened to be your last.
Yeah. Yes. I was saying this morning that I thought that was I thought it was one of the best classic stories of Doctor Who, apart from the last 30 seconds, which went downhill. But up until the last 30 seconds, it was spot on.
I have to ask you, I don't know if you're overly familiar with the whole story, but there's a point in which you're just about to crash a spaceship, well, the Doctor is, and you see this sort of effect the Doctor's looking at. Is that him trying to not regenerate? Is you see in his mind, or is that just a shot on the screen of the spaceship travelling?
I think it was just a shot. I don't think there's anything relevant in that, but I might be wrong. It was probably Graham Harper is the person you need to ask.
Oh, yes. That's a good point. But we'd like to think it is. Because
I was only acting.
You were just reacting to what you're being shown and given, yes.
And of course,
exactly right. Yeah,
that wasn't the end of your Doctor.
No, it wasn't.
So, because you know me being a big follower, a big Finnish, I mean you're going on and on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. Actually, yes, I didn't ever leave really, but because I've been back a couple of times since then. But we do the big Finnish still. They're very, very popular. I'm doing about three more. I think I'm doing three more when I get home.
Oh wow!
Week after next.
Do you do them back to back?
We're still in there.
Do you do the recordings back to back? The big to finish. Or...
Oh, sorry, you're breaking up.
Oh, you're breaking up. Sorry,
we're breaking up. Okay. Is that a bit better?
Stammer.
Okay. Am I all right now? Can you hear me?
Let me plug something and then that.
We had a BBC headline just came through onto our phone, so you know it just.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
What was it?
I see.
About recording big finish.
Oh yeah, the big finish story. Do you record them back to back, or do you just do one at a time?
We don't do them back to back. We generally do one story takes 2 days, and we usually do them around the same amount of time. So because people like Matthew or Mark are not in the country, then they come over, and then we'll do stories with them together. But over the course of about a week.
I have one quick question to ask.
Yeah.
Stuff I hear about the big finish stuff you guys doing. So is it possible to launch or something? Fix you a really good
Toby, who is this miraculous man who is the studio engineer. Well, he owns the studio basically, but he engineers the shoot, and then he'll disappear about half an hour before lunch into this small cupboard, and he'll produce these amazing lunches for everyone. In fact, it has been said that there are many people who do big Finnish stories just for the lunch. It's absolutely true, because they are amazing, and everyone talks about them. I don't know how he does it.
Adam, Peter's handler is asking for him to leave.
Okay.
I was wondering if we could...
could I get you to do a bumper, please, Peter?
A bumper?
Yeah, it's basically a bumper for the show. We don't do them very often, but as you're a doctor, it would be quite good. I'll give you the line. So it's...
Right, okay.
I've got it written down for him.
Go on then, Kirby.
Kirby's organised. Right, we stay back.
Okay, do you want me to say it now? Okay.
Yes, go on.
Please.
This is Peter Davison, and you're listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Thank you very much. That's absolutely wonderful of you. Thank you so much for your time today. Have a great convention. Take care.
Thank you, Peter.
Nice to speak to you.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Well done, Kirby. That rather makes up for last time.
Except you missing Rod Stewart, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh,
I'm not going to miss all of it.
On, Adam. You could have made it.
Who's this one? I've got another celebrity.
There's more things me about that.
Oh, it's Jason.
It's Jason.
I couldn't find Matthew, so I walked in and talked to her real fast. I said, can you help do the podcast? He said, okay, that's fine for a few minutes.
Yeah, well done, Jason.
Thank you.
Kirby, get Jason a cup of tea.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, right.
On the back,
yeah, I've had a big line still of people other than autographs.
I don't think we're going to be able to get Navin.
Oh, no.
He's just got a phone call that basically started out with, you're in big trouble, and the ringtone. I think it's the wife. So, yeah, we're going to probably...
I think it's she who must be obeyed.
Obeyed. Yeah, we are going to wrap up very shortly, I think, if that's what we're getting into trouble. So, yeah, no.
Well, it's gone better than last year, hasn't it, folks?
Definitely. I don't think I was on last year. I think I had problems then.
I don't remember being on last year.
Okay, well, we have 11 people in here now. We had about 20. And that's our first podcast. We had an actual doctor. Well, no, it's not our first.
No, we had Sylvester, didn't we? And we've had Colin Baker. Yeah, we've had Colin Baker, Sylvester McCoy.
Yeah, you're right, Colin, yeah.
And now we've had Peter Davidson.
I have got to go.
Aren't we lucky? Right, I think we're going to wrap this up.
I've got to go. But anyway, thanks, everybody, for your efforts. And thank you for all your...
Oh, what about the sponsors?
Oh, never mind, then.
I mentioned them earlier and got told about sponsors. Who won that code at UK? Lavazi.co.uk.
I've got other things. I've got stuff to do on this show prior to what we put in. This is going to be an insert. But anyway, thanks, everybody, for
goodbye,
your efforts. Well done, yes.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for all the fish.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, audience. Andy, you can get a glass of wine now.
Thank you, everybody. Take care.
Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is an APV services production sponsored by whoone.co.uk and lavazi.co.uk. We are a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.